You're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com, bringing you the freshest radio in Brooklyn since 2009. Hear directly from chefs to farmers, artists to architects, authors to brewers, and everyone in between. Check out all of our shows on our website or by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. On behalf of everybody at HeritageRadioNetwork.com, we'd like to send a special thank you to the Hearst Ranch, our biggest supporter and longest-running sponsor since we first started in 2009. Hearst Ranch is the nation's largest single-source supplier of free-range, all-natural, grass-fed, and grass-finished beef. Since 1865, the Hearst family has raised cattle on the rich, sustainable native grasslands of the Central California coast. The result is beef with extraordinary flavor that's as memorable and natural as the surrounding landscape. For more information, visit www.hearstranch.com.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard while we sing our song. Rub, 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 play and sing along.
Hello. Welcome to Growing Good. This is a brand new show live on Heritage Radio Network, hosted by me, Alessandra. It is for all you parents, old parents, new parents, expecting parents, grandparents, uncles and nieces, all about our little miracles of joy and babies and how we can help them in their future by learning a little bit more about their diet, asking ourselves questions, how can I be better to my little guy in the kitchen? So today's debut topic is vitamins, vitamins, and more vitamins. Now, this is particularly an important topic to me. My story is that I am a new mom. My son's name is Wallace Rainbow. He is now 15 months old. And when I was 2 months into Wally's life, I lost my breast milk. Obviously, I was devastated. I wanted to be a long-term nursing mom. I completely support nursing in public, all of that jazz. So vitamins and supplements became a huge topic for me personally in my life. So we will today cover what you can do in your own personal diet to help your breast milk, give your baby more vitamins, what you can do as home remedies for natural vitamin supplementation, and what maybe you need to ask yourself questions about. So the first thing we're going to hit is a little bit of attack on your pediatrician recommendations. Now, pediatricians, they're of course always there for you. They take care of you. They see on average 30 children a day. If there's something wrong, you want to rely on them. They know what's best. But they don't always recommend what's best because unfortunately, the pediatrician-child relationship is sadly familiar to the doctor pharmaceutical company relationship. And sometimes the things that they tell you to give your child, they are being paid. Their practices are receiving funds to, you know, sell these products. So a baby lives on breast milk on formula between 0 to 6 months. We all know that. At 6 months, we start to incorporate pureed foods and vegetables. Between 6 to 9 months, your doctor will describe to you a vitamin supplement. So my story is this. My pediatrician recommends to me Enfamil over-the-counter, which you can get at CVS, Duane, Reed, whatever. It's the only brand you can find. It's called Trivisol by Enfamil. So I go home. I'm very excited about this, again, because I told you about my history. And the first thing that I read on the bottle, which obviously is very, very alarming, is this. I'm reading it right now off the bottle. Warning, accidental overdose of iron-containing products is the leading cause of fatal poisoning in children under 6. Keep this product out of the reach of children in case of accidental overdose. Call a doctor or poison control center immediately. Now, to me, that was a huge warning sign because I had just been told to put this in my son's morning cereal every day. So, you know, again, I asked myself questions. I did the research and this is what I have to share with you. Now, every day is a learning day. Every day is a new challenge. I learn from other moms around me. But of course, our greatest teacher is our child. So when is natural really natural? Most vitamins on the market claiming to be natural only have to be 10% natural to make this claim. So it's critically important we learn to read labels to assure that, A, we're spending our hard-earned money on natural, which is, you know, what this radio station is all about, and B, you know, that we're not filling our children with things that are just unnecessary. A product can even be 100% organic and not be natural at all. I mean, and this is a shocking. To be called organic, a molecule need only have at least one carbon atom. This definition broadens the range from acceptable food sources of animal and plant tissues, but also to raw materials, including coal tar and wood pulp. I mean, that's disgusting, and we'll get into that as we go further in the show. Many synthetics are made from coal tar derivatives. Now, everything that I'm about to read to you on the label of this vitamin supplement that I was told to give my infant son are all synthetic, you know, vitamins. So let's look at these ingredients. Ingredients: glycerin, water, ascorbic acid, ferrous sulfate, vitamin E succinate, niacinamide, I can't even pronounce half this stuff, so you're going to have to bear with me because I don't know what the difference between polysorbit 80 is, but I know the difference between apple and one grows on a tree and the other one doesn't. Vitamin A, palmitate, thiamine hydrochloride, riboflavin 5-phosphate sodium, vitamin B3 hydrochloride, vitamin D3. Okay, so let's start with what we heard the most, hydrochloride. Hydrochloride is a salt. Okay, it's formed by the direct union of a hydrochloric acid with an organic base. So generally speaking, you can identify a natural by reading the label and finding the listed food source. Many so-called natural vitamins have synthetics added to increase potency or to standardize the amount in a capsule or batch. In addition, a salt form is added to increase stability of the nutrient. So anytime you hear something like acetate, bitartrate, chloride, gluconate, hydrochloride, nitrate, or succinate, these terms are what make the vitamin synthetic. So you can already assume that it's less than 10% of the actual vitamin. Let's go over some of the other things here that I've read. Sodium. I mean, this is, you know, the whole topic of this show. There's sodium in all prepackaged foods, every jarred baby food that you may be giving to your child, because you know, you're lazy. It's just because you don't know better. You look at something, it says Earth's Best All Organic. We just went over that. Anybody can say all organic, and that, you know, means nothing. So sodium is added and present in to foods and beverages as a seasoning or preservative. The issue with sodium, I mean, and this is the same for a lot of you, you're already dealing with this with your husbands, high blood pressure, cholesterol problems, you know, major risk for stroke, heart disease, and kidney disease. So, you know, why do you want to give this to a perfectly healthy baby? It makes no sense. A diet high in sodium is associated with, you know, the increased risk of high blood pressure. So when you look at us all adults around, we're all in our 30s, all of us are dealing with some sort of health issue. All of us have a parent that's dealing with health issue. What we give our babies now will, you know, 100% prevail, you know, in their future standpoint. So we really need to read nutrition labels, make informed choices, and almost all prepackaged foods have nutritional facts tables. So it's very easy for you to do the work yourself. Something like, and again, you have to bear with me because I can't even pronounce this stuff, riboflavin 5-phosphate. You know, this is a food dye. That's it. It's not a vitamin. They designate it to make it a vitamin E, but it is not. It's a food dye, and it's a sodium salt. That's it. Let's talk about ferrous sulfate. This is what they give you for iron, and this is the most dangerous, you know, in terms of your child having severe reactions. All the vitamins that I just read you, I did, you know, the research on drugs.com. This is where I'm getting a lot of this. Everything is, you know, constipation, dark in their green stools, diarrhea, nausea, stomach upset, you know, red irritation on the anus for little babies. It's just madness. And it all obviously says seek medical attention right away if any of these severe side effects occur when using furosulfate. But this is the same for every ingredient that I just read out loud to you. So I'll just focus on this one and you can relate it to the rest of the ingredients that I read to you. It's just, you know, severe allergic reactions, rash, hives, itching, difficulty breathing, tightness in the chest, swelling of the mouth, face, lips, or tongues, black tarry stools, blood or streaks of blood in the stool, fever, vomiting with continuing sharp stomach pain. You know, and here's the other shocking part. Take furosulfate on an empty stomach at least 1 hour before or 2 hours after a meal. Avoid taking antacids or antibiotics within 2 hours before or after taking furosulfate. Now, this is nothing that my pediatrician covered. And interesting enough, she tells me to give this furosulfate with my baby's cereal, when right here it's telling you not to take it with the meal. Or these reactions, you know, will come quicker and faster. Here's the bottom line, guys. You know, all of these things are if you have an iron deficiency. Yes, scientists have gone all out to figure out how to make these synthetic vitamins. But honestly, it's for people that have, you know, just had chemotherapy and have a vitamin deficiency. And then you bring in these chemicals to help you boost your immune system back to normal. It's completely irrelevant for a perfectly healthy newborn baby. So you're actually causing the opposite effects. Now, it's a good time here to stop for you pregnant women out there that are taking prenatals every day and you're like, oh my God, what's in my prenatals? Well, this does not affect your pregnancy because why? Pregnancy, you actually have a vitamin deficiency. You are carrying a child within you. He is taking all your stuff. And I know all of us that have been there, you're getting eczema, you're feeling tired. And this is why during your pregnancy, your doctor continuously checks your blood pressure. You will have low blood pressure. You will have high blood pressure. You know, a lot of us get something called pregnancy diabetes. So your prenatal vitamins, you need these synthetic vitamins because you actually have a vitamin deficiency. I hope I'm making myself clear here on the difference. You know, there's really no sense in going through all of these. Every ingredient that I just told you is crap on this, you know, Trivosol and Polyvisol that's sold in Enfamil. And it's just crazy because one night my son Wallace was sick. We had a bad bout of RSV, and I know a lot of you parents have experienced this. Now, this is the equivalency of not being able to blow your nose because you're a baby. But it can turn severe because when they're lying down at nighttime, they can't breathe. They don't know how to blow their nose. So, of course, I called Wally's dad, freaking out. It's all my fault. It's because I haven't given him breast milk. He doesn't have the vitamins. Please go to Whole Foods and get me the most natural vitamin supplement you can find. And because, you know, he didn't make it to Whole Foods before it closed. And what does he bring me back that the, you know, pharmacist there on call recommends? This bottle of crap. So I have done a little bit of research of if you do want to give your baby a vitamin supplement, I have found the second best product and the first best product. Okay, so second best product. It's a company called Child Life. Now, you can find this online. I've brought here, you know, everything that you need to know about it, but you can order these online. They're very hard to find. Whole Foods is the only place that carries them. I checked, you know, I live in Williamsburg. I checked all the neighborhoods. Nobody even has this. And most of the times when I go, it's sold out because, you know, a lot of mothers are hip to what I'm talking about. So you get there and you don't know. Child Life is a good one. They use pretty much the same amount of stuff, except that, you know, the difference is they use purified water. They don't use the glycerin. They don't use the furosulfate. It's second best. So look it up online. Look it up for yourself. They have a multivitamin. They also have just a vitamin C, which is what I've been giving my son. The ingredients here are, let's see, I'm looking at the bottle. This is the only other ingredients. Purified water, so that's better than water. Fructose, glycerin, potassium, grapefruit seed extract. That's an all-natural. Potassium sorbate, xanthan, and natural flavor. So, you know, when you see something that says natural and artificial flavor, forget it. When you see something that says caramel food coloring, forget it. You don't need that stuff. We're about to go to a break with our first song, but I just want to plug my favorite vitamin. My favorite vitamin that I have found on the market is called Carlson Baby D-Drops. Now, what happens when I look at the ingredients here, guys? Ingredients, vitamin D3, other ingredient, coconut oil. Done and done. So get online, check out Carlson Baby. We're going to go through our first song now. And today's theme is Sesame Street. This is Hey Food from the album version.
Me in the moon for fish meat or cheese called cheddar. Me eat them all before me am done. Cause not know which one that me like better.
Hey food, when we feel bad, we chew on a piece of bread or some veggies or a raspberry tart, and then we start to feel much better.
So eat it up and drink it down. Hey food,
this is a public service announcement from Heritage Radio Network. Every Tuesday at noon, Dave Arnold, the author of CookingIssues.com, will discuss new and innovative techniques, equipment, and ingredients. Call in with your own questions to see if Dave and the crew can solve your cooking issues. Again, that's Tuesdays at noon on the Heritage Radio Network.
Good morning. We're back with Growing Good. I'm your host, Alessandra. Moving along with our topic today, vitamins, vitamins, and more vitamins. I will recap the first segment at the end of this segment, and we will go over the five reasons your babies doesn't need baby vitamin supplements. But right now, let's get onto the productive side. I'm going to go through natural, you know, food sources and break them down by each vitamin. Now, this is also great for all you expecting moms out there because, you know, you can boost up your vitamins. It's also amazing for your moms that are only breastfeeding because, as you know, what you eat is your breast milk. So you can actually create a schedule for yourself and you can say, hey, today I want to give myself, my baby, some vitamin A and I'm going to eat this vitamin A. Tomorrow I'm going to do some vitamin B. I'm going to eat this stuff. It translates through your body and out your breast milk. So what I'm about to say is good for all the babies that are eating, all the toddlers, all the pre-teenagers. This is just important for you to know and, you know, just go the extra mile. So vitamin A source food sources. Apricots, cantaloupe, mandarin orange, mango, nectarine, plums, watermelon. That's my son's favorite. In the vegetable department, we have broccoli, carrots, chard, collards, mustard greens, peppers, sweet and red. Now, a lot of people wouldn't think to give this to a child, but there you go. It's an excellent source for vitamin A. Plantains, green or ripe, pumpkin, spinach, squash, sweet potato, turnip greens. In the meat and poultry and fish departments, liver, beef, calf, or pork, chicken or turkey. Turkey is the first meat that I introduced in my son's life. Fish and seafood. Now, with the fish and the seafood, again, you want to check with your pediatrician. I wouldn't recommend it before year one. It does create allergies and further on in life. But, you know, then I have my friends who have been giving their children seafood since the beginning. So this is up to you. Also, milk, cheese, and yogurt. Vitamin D sources. Now, this is a fatty fishes, salmon, tuna, mackerel, but also egg yolks, food sources for iron. And now this is the big thing we've been talking about. Do not give your sons and daughters synthetic iron supplements. Food sources are dark green leafy vegetables, dried beans and peas, dried fruits. You don't think to give that to a child. As long as they're not choking hazards, you want to soak them up, maybe make them a little bit softer, dice them down. Also eggs. Enriched breads, this means not store-bought breads that also contain a lot of sodium and crap in them. You want to go to a bakery. Iron fortified cereal. Now again, read the labels. These cereals will say, hey, vitamin C, vitamin D, blah, blah. Make sure it's not for a sulfate. Lean meats, nuts, raisins, seafood, and shellfish. Again, here you have to be careful with the shellfish. You want to make sure your child is over two before you hit the shellfish. Spinach, tofu. Wally adores the tofu, eats it up. It's such an easy thing to buy. It does go bad fairly quick though in the refrigerator, so you want to keep that stocked fresh. Whole grain breads. And always the milk. So after you have weaned your son off your breast milk for whatever reason, this is what I found out all over the internet. After your child is 1 year old, give no more than 3 to 8 ounces of servings of whole cow, goat, or soy milk per day. After your child is 2 years old, low-fat or non-fat milks should be used in place of the whole milks. This is good for their digestive systems. And vitamin D fortified milk is a good source of calcium and vitamin D, but not iron. I wanted to share with you some personal stories now of like really cute home remedies that I have heard from my, you know, darling and amazing mommy friends and playdates. My best friend and basically mentor, Melissa McAllister, you know, she did the cutest thing with her baby, and this works up until they crawl. Every morning she would put her baby Harry in front of the window, where the sun shone the brightest, in his diaper, 10-15 minutes. This is an excellent, excellent source of vitamin D. I just always thought it was so cute. I tried to do it. Of course, I didn't have a window that direct sunlight came in, as a lot of us, you know, city folks do. So take your kid to the park. Don't put the sunblock on right away. Hang out on the blanket for 10 and 15 minutes in direct sunlight. Take their shirt off sometimes. Let them run around if they're older and they can hang out in their diapers. This is such an adorable thing. Another thing that I found out, you know, it's so silly, but has been such a great part of my life, is using old school iron skillets like Lodge. I bought a beautiful Lodge iron skillet. Now, these are really expensive. I found one upstate salvaging for $15. It's gorgeous. Season it correctly. Keep it in good shape. If you cook all of your baby's vegetables and foods in the iron skillet, which is what I religiously do, it is an excellent source of natural iron. Other things are herbal remedies. Now, you need to research this for yourself. Find out what's best for your baby. You don't feed it to them, but you can give them herbal baths. For example, I give my son Wally Roman chamomile baths. Sometimes I give him lavender baths. The Roman chamomile baths, they're really great for teething. Lavender is really good for soothing. But do some more research and find out how you can help, you know, through the skin, through the pores, supplement these vitamins that could help your son. So it's almost time for me to go, but we're going to recap on 5 reasons why your baby doesn't need baby vitamin supplements. Okay, the first is obvious. There are enough baby vitamins in breast milk or formula milk. In reality, your baby does not need extra vitamins unless he was born prematurely, has low birth weight, drinks less breast milk or formula than other babies because he's fussy or is chronically ill. Otherwise, from 0 to 6 months, he gets all the baby vitamins he needs from your breast milk as long as you eat healthy or your formula milk if he's bottle milk, if he's bottle fed. These include vitamins A, B1, B2, B12, B6, C, E, and K, among others. The exception is vitamin D, and we already went over, about how you can use the sun for that, or the Carlson Baby vitamin D drops, which are awesome. Reason number two, all your baby needs is a balanced diet. We just went over this. As your child grows older, his vitamin and mineral requirements also increase. For instance, his iron requirement jumps from 0.27 milligrams daily at 6 months to 11 milligrams a day from 7 to 12 months. Still, this is no reason to stock on bottled infant vitamins. Instead, give your baby a complete diet of nutrition foods like vegetables, grains, fruits, oils, and meat. From this, your baby will have a vitamin store that you can supply his needs with, you know, without the crap. We already went through the rundown of vitamins, so I'll skip all that because I think at this point you realize what I'm talking about. Top reason number three, most manufactured baby vitamins don't work. What pharmaceutical companies don't tell you is that synthetic or laboratory prepared vitamins, including vitamins for kids, don't really work. Modern science still cannot duplicate the composition of natural vitamins or whole food vitamins. Vitamins derived straight from foods like fruits and vegetables. A real vitamin is made up of complex, interrelated, interdependent components. It can only function in the body if all these parts are present. Natural vitamins that you get from food have other components. In contrast, processed kid vitamins are stripped down or fractioned versions, you know, and this counts for the Flintstones, the chewables. You know, check it out. Read the labels. Ask yourself the questions. Top reason number four, baby vitamin supplements can be harmful. Okay, I'm going to read this one again. Baby vitamin supplements can be harmful. Oh, no. Even more dangerous than the poor quality of commercial children vitamins is that the harm they can cause. Since your baby needs all the parts of a vitamin to function, an artificial infant vitamin will leach its other necessary cofactors in his or her body. If ascorbic acid alone is ingested, for instance, the body must complete the complex by robbing its own collagen tissue of the missing elements. So we already went through that. It just sucks. This compensation process is even rarely complete. It puts extra stress on the body, and it even causes increased risk of vitamin deficiency later on in life. On the contrary, natural baby vitamins do not rob precious nutrients from the body, but supply individual cells with the nutrients they need to thrive. And, you know, top reason number five, you end up spending more. Hit the farmer's market. Spend those $5 on the real carrots. Don't spend the $19.99 on this, you know, bottled BS, for lack of a better word. I'm Alessandra, I'm your host. I think my little baby Wally is going to be able to come in. He'll say hi next week. Tune in at Thursday at 11. My son will be here to say hi. And this is Frank Sinatra singing Kermit the Frog's Being Green.
It's not that easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves, when I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful. Like that. It's not easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.
This is Behind the Scenes Food News with Katie Kiefer. The long-awaited documentary The Vanishing of the Bees will be screening in Astoria, Queens at the Broadway branch of the Queens Public Library on Monday, September 19th. I know that seems like a long ways away, but it isn't. It will be broadcast from 6 to 8 p.m. More information about this fascinating look at bee life and colony collapse disorder can be found at their website at www.vanishingbees.com. I also wanted to add that the producers are all working on a 30-minute educational video for high school students. So any parent or teacher should check out the site to see what he or she can do to work with the team to bring this into a school curriculum. The film has a Facebook page as well that discusses current events that affect bees. This is Behind the Scenes Food News with Katie Kiefer.
Every spring at the end of kidding season, goat dairies across the country are faced with the question of what to do with their male bucklings. Because on a dairy farm, there's no role for a male. Often the most economical thing for these farmers to do is to cull the animals at birth or ship them off to the commodity market. Heritage Foods USA is embarking on a new project, No Goat Left Behind, looking to step in and fill this niche by creating a marketplace for these male bucklings. Visit us at www.heritagefoodsusa.com to learn more and to reserve your goat this coming October.